St. Mary's football coach Sean Driscoll is joining us on our North Shore High School Thanksgiving football coverage. And Coach Driscoll, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me. Good to hear from you.
Well, we've talked a long time ago during the football season about your Thanksgiving matchup with Everett, of all teams. And it's Wednesday night, 6 o'clock at Everett. And, you know, I guess Everett didn't make the playoffs. You guys did. And what are your thoughts, right?
Well, obviously, we're playing a great program over the years, and they had, I think, a tough break this year, not making the playoffs with their record.
Yeah.
You know, and that's part of the system. It just didn't work out for them. But they're obviously a very good football team. They play a lot of, you know, they play a couple of bigger teams early in the year this year and played them tough. And I will say, we know we're going to have our hands full, but, you know, our goal is to try to finish on a high note and go over there and give them our best match.
Yeah, I understand that. They're a very good team. They're still a great team. What is the most worrisome thing about Everett football to you this year in 2020?
Yeah, I think they got players there, and they're very good up front. They have a couple of defensive linemen that I think are some of the best that we've seen probably within the last 2 years as an opponent. And I think they got a first-year coach there who's done a nice job keeping kind of the program moving forward like it has been over the years. And like I said, we're going to go over, we're going to try to compete. When we first booked this game, we didn't have a game Thanksgiving, and it was tough finding one, and some of the games with options were out west. And we just thought this was going to be a good challenge for our program. And the history at St. Mary's that I have, we've played some bigger schools before, you know, Catholic Memorial, St. John's Prep during the COVID year. You know, and I think it's always good to challenge, especially a young football team, and see what it's like as they get older and you know, getting into next year and seeing what they have to do to try to be like them.
Sean, I want to talk to you, have you talk to us about your team, which I feel was a very young team, but I feel you guys really came together during the course of the season. Obviously, you didn't win every game, but I mean, I think you've got to be happy with the progress you made as a team.
Yeah, so our goal was to get better, obviously, each week and every day we step on the field to practice. And I think we did that. We started off 2-0. We had a couple of good close games early, good wins and coming back and winning games the first 2 weeks. And then, you know, we played, got into our league schedule. We struggled a little bit with some of the quality opponents there with Fian and Fenwick. And, you know, so, but after the 2-2, after four, we thought we got a little bit better, even with the record the way it was, and then we end up winning the next four games in a row to get the 6-2 and to sneak in the playoffs with 11 seed. You know, we were happy where we were at there. The problem we had is once we got to that first round playoff, you know, we had to come back and play a Spelman team that we beat the 2 weeks before that, and they didn't have one of their better players, and then we had to play them in the playoffs without one of our better players this year. So it was kind of a wash, and we battled in that game against Spelman. They were a very good football team, very good at the quarterback position and running back position, gave us fits in that game. But, you know, we had a lead. We came back. We were down 2 touchdowns, took the lead in third quarter. We just kind of couldn't hold on defensively, which was a tough loss, you know. So, and that's where we got today. And then last Friday, to be quite honest with you, we just didn't show up to play the first quarter or so. And Swanska took us to us in the first quarter. And then even with that, we battled back, got it to a one score lead for them, and then we just couldn't finish to get in the end zone to get that tying score. So with that said, it's a lot of ups and downs, especially with a young football team, which is expected. But I want to see us compete. I want to finish, you know, that drive of teaching our young kids how to compete consistently and keep battling, and we've done that for the most part this year.
No, absolutely. For our listeners, Sean, maybe as we close out with a couple final questions, share with us some of the names of your players. And by the way, are you still missing that injured player from a week or two ago?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. We're still minus him, and we got back. We that first playoff game we had, we thought we were going to have our full team, but we lost someone the day of due to a, you know, illness, which is going to happen. It's going to happen. We just seem to have some bad luck with that stuff this year. But I will say, you know, my seniors this year going to Thanksgiving, you know, been with us for a while. And, you know, Joel Maggs, he's been out a majority of the year. He's not going to play on Thanksgiving. He's injured. You know, he's had a tough year and some tough breaks with injuries, and that really hurt us. And, you know, Ernie Panaris, he's been in and out this year. He's got a nagging injury. He won't play on Thanksgiving as well. So those are two seniors not going to play on Thanksgiving morning. Wednesday night. That's the final game not going to play, which is kind of sad in a way because they gave us a great effort in previous years, and they did this year, and it's going to be tough to see them go at the end. But, you know, looking forward, you know, just at the future alone, you know, a couple more seniors that's played every game, have never missed a practice and been with us for 4 years. And, you know, the Marks brothers, Chris and Nick Marks, they're seniors. They're our captains, and they've had a good year this year, and they've been keeping the team together. And it's sometimes as a senior, it's tough to manage it, you know, a younger program. And, you know, just some of the key points from this year, you know, our freshman running back, linebacker, one of the better defensive players in the league this year, Maxwell Parent. You know, good kid, plays hard, works hard, and he's going to be with us for a long time, so we're happy about that. He's had a really good, you know, breakout year, really his first year. You know, Tyler Guy, junior receiver, running back, and defensive back, really, really showed some leadership this year in switching spots and playing where he had to play to make us a better football team and moved him around a lot. He really accepted that role and that challenge, which is great. So those are, you know, a couple of the key guys there. And you know, we're getting a lot of great play from our quarterback, Yanel Belliard. He's been playing really well, and he's been getting better and better each week. So we're happy with that.
Yeah, you know, you touched all the bases, I think, Coach. And I just want to say that I was at the game where Joel Max came back for his, which was, I forgot which game that was, but it was late in the season.
Game of the season with Archbishop Williams.
Okay, right, that's it. Yeah. That's it, exactly, yeah, Archbishop Williams game. And then, but he was an impact player, and you see how, you know, how when you're, you know, D6, and one more player sometimes make a big difference. And he was a difference maker in that game. He was just an impact guy. And he makes everyone else's job a little bit easier, if you will, when he's performing.
Yeah, with him in the lineup, you know, it's more a sense of confidence, especially for a young football team. And he was very good in that game, and he was good in the playoff game. He just, you know, again got a little banged up in that one, and really couldn't give us what he had to down the stretch. It's been a battle for him, and he's been a great player for us for 3 years now. So, and his future is going to be good at the next level. So we just got to get him ready for that.
Coach, I always appreciate you sharing some of your time with us and sharing information on your football team. And best of luck on Wednesday night at Everett. We enjoy talking with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sean. Happy Thanksgiving to you if I don't see you.
Yep, absolutely. That is Sean Driscoll, head football coach at St. Mary's here on MSONewsSports.com.